This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This bracket season, FanDuel is letting you make the call. Because right now, new customers can get $200 in bonus bets when your first $5 bet wins. That's 200 extra bucks to bet on everything from clutch shots to last second heartbreaks and even who's cutting down the nets. If you've been waiting to join, there's no better time. There's tourney action almost every day, and FanDuel has amazing bet types like spreads, totals, game props, and so much more. So visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and get in on the college hoops action all tourney long.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I mean, I think it just goes back to the fact that they drafted me, you know, straight out of college. Took a chance on me. So, you know, I'm always going to give them first dibs when it comes to, you know, things like that, out of respect.
Ronnie Stanley talking about the Ravens being his priority when before he signed with them this offseason. This was before free agency opened, and we saw some serious money going to the lesser offensive linemen than what Ronnie Stanley got from the Ravens. But as we talked about the lead up to this, Jason, I think comfort was very important to Ronnie Stanley.
No doubt about it. Ronnie's a pretty cerebral guy. Ronnie's a guy who has a lot of interest outside of football. Ronnie's a guy who I think comfort with the coaching staff, comfort with the level of expectations through the offseason and the work week, comfort with his injury history, comfort with the people who will be helping him manage himself from a medical standpoint through the season, comfort with the geography, comfort with you know, just the lifestyle, the part of the country, comfort from friends, support staff outside of the building. I think all that stuff really mattered. Look, at this stage of his career, he's not going to Jacksonville for the money. He's not pulling a Clowney and going to Carolina for the money. He was going to go somewhere he could win. And could he have made more in New England? Absolutely. Could he have made a little bit more in Kansas City? Probably. But again, I said it before, I'll say it again. Hat tip to DaCosta and Harbs and I don't know, Nick Mattio, if he was involved in it. It's probably more DaCosta and Harbs. The people who were able to take a negative, a tough situation for Ronnie Stanley contractually last year and leave it on good enough terms that not only is he willing to still hear you out a year from now, he's willing to take less to come back. To have left it from a conversation human level and to have played it right with him through the course of the year to where he's not saying, F you, I'm going to go get my money somewhere else. Yeah. I just paid for, you know, I just gave you four times the productivity for what you paid me last year. Not holding that against them, but wanting to double down on it.
Yeah, it speaks to the relationship that Ronnie has with those guys. It speaks to the relationship that Ronnie has with the organization as a whole. And when DaCosta made those comments at the scouting combine, basically saying that a deal was going to happen, that's when I initially thought, Ronnie wants to be here. And if the numbers are at least close Ronnie's going to want to continue to be a Raven because of the comfortability.
More from Ronnie Stanley speaking to the media yesterday. Talks about his 2024 season, his goals for 2025.
I was happy with the way I played. I was specifically just like, I think, just my mindset that I had throughout the whole year. I think that's what was probably the thing that made me the happiest. I thought I played well, you know. I still think I can play better, and you know, that's just how I am. But I do think there's a lot to improve on, just getting stronger, smarter, understanding the game more, better footwork, all the little things. And I think that's what's allowed me to play for as long as I have is, you know, I just, there's always little things that can get better, and you know, those things add up, and then, you know, people are looking like, oh, he's doing something crazy, but it's really just little things.
Jason, I think he's being a little modest. He said he was happy with 2024. 2023 ended with him rotating a tackle with other dudes. Like, and then he comes out in 2024 and played at a high level.
There were points in time in 2023 when I think all of us were convinced that Patrick McCary might be the best guy to get them through the next game.
Yes.
Not saying he's the better left tackle in totality, but the way Ronnie was playing, maybe put Ronnie on ice for 2 or 3 weeks, go with McCary, and then reassess.
And they can say what they want, but if I gave them truth serum, they tell us that they weren't confident Ronnie Stanley was going to be their left tackle at the end of last season when it started. And look at how it ended.
Now, look, I'm also not going to tell you that we might not be talking in the middle of next season. Like, hey, we understand why they did what they did with Ronnie, but it was a risk, and here comes ankle, shin, whatever, ankle bone connected to the shin bone type problems for Ronnie Stanley. Foot.
Something that was so massive for him last year after the season, because obviously the play, it wasn't where it should have been, but he didn't have to undergo any surgeries. He could work out like normal. He participated in all the OTAs, all the mini camps. Every single training camp practice. We haven't seen Ronnie Stanley practice that consistently probably since prior to the first ankle injury in the 2020 season.
Ronnie Stanley, speaking to the media yesterday, says it's the players. They're the reason he re-signed with the team.
I think my decision to come back, I think the players for sure had the biggest role to do in that. The locker room and the type of players that we have, including Lamar. And I was talking to Lamar a lot, but not about contracts. But me and Lamar, we talk all the time. But, he never really brings that stuff up. I never really brought that stuff up to him when he was going through his deal. I think we just talk more like brothers, you know. So we talked through the whole process, not once about contracts. But the players are definitely the biggest driver of why I like being in Baltimore.
He likes it here. He likes his teammates. He's also, I was talking to someone last week, and they gave me a word about him that I never thought about. Leader. He's becoming a leader on this football team, especially with the rest of the offensive line, which is young.
Oh, I mean.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Geese. Especially with McCary gone now, I mean, he's it.
Yep.
I mean, Linderbaum is now going into his fourth season, a veteran, but I mean,
still on his rookie deal.
I mean, yeah, it's Ronnie Stanley is the dean of that group, and it's not even close. And I mean, will they bring in the kind of guys, the Jones and who was the left guard the year before that?
Oh,
Simpson. Will they bring in a guy like that? I mean, they will, but like, no, this is Ronnie. It's Ronnie's unit.
Without question. It's a bunch of younger guys, and especially heading into last year where a lot of them didn't have a ton of starting experience. Where Daniel Falele, pretty much a new position for him at guard. Rosengarten was a rookie. And McCary, who he's played all along the offensive line, been there, done that, but yeah, Stanley, he was the elder statesman.
More from Ronnie Stanley. He says there's unfinished business for the Ravens.
We've broken so many records last however many years. I don't think we really care about it, to be honest, especially the guys that have been here. I think the only thing we really care about is winning a Super Bowl. So yeah, all that other stuff for sure is nice and all, but yeah, definitely unfinished business. I don't think anyone's really happy.
It's interesting to say, and he says it out loud, like we've broken a bunch of records, but like it's not about that anymore. I don't care. We want to win some, we want to win when it matters.
I mean, it's all about meeting postseason expectations. That is the only way that they are judged individually, really. I mean, it's not the only way they're judged individually, but I mean, that's the ultimate decider. That's the ultimate standard for all of them now. And they can remain in the class of very good NFL teams, or they could become great. And you become great by winning three or four times in a row in the playoffs.
You can think about it from Ronnie Stanley's perspective, too, when we talk about it with Lamar all the time, individually, and obviously Ronnie's an offensive lineman, but he's been to Pro Bowls. He's been a first-team All-Pro. He hasn't been to a Super Bowl. He hasn't won a Super Bowl. Like, that's the thing that's driving him at this point.
Coming up next here on the program, let's stay in the division, but not the Ravens, Northern Exposure. And Joe Burrow got them to open up the checkbook. T. Higgins, Jamar Chase, I think there's a presser happening in about 20 minutes. Our thoughts on that, what's going to happen with Trey Hendrickson, and what does this mean for the Bengals? It's Northern Exposure next here on The Fan.